days of wine and roses. Laugh and run away.
This is Joanne Salisbury Troxell. Welcome to the Poet's Corner. This is the last of the four World War I English poets. Wilfred Edward Salter Owen was born in Shropshire, England. Owen was educated at the Birkenhead Institute. Later, he continued his studies at the Technical School in Shrewsbury. Interested in the arts as a young age, Owen began writing poetry as a teenager. In 1911, Owen matriculated at London University, and he went on to teach in France at the Berlitz School of English. He later returned to England and enlisted in the Artists' Rifles. After training, Owen was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the Manchester Regiment and took part in heavy fighting in France. "I have not been at the front," he wrote his mother. "I have been in front of it." He was wounded in combat in 1917 and was evacuated to Craigenlockhart War Hospital near Edinburgh. There he met another patient, Siegfried Sassoon, where both had been sent for treatment for shell shock. Owen was a great admirer of Sassoon's poetry. In a surviving letter, he refers to him as Keats and Christ and Elijah. Sassoon served as a mentor and introduced Owen to well-known literary figures such as Robert Graves and H.G. Wells. He began writing about his experiences at the urging of Sassoon, and it was under his influence and supervision that Owen persevered as a poet, going on to pen some of his most famous war poems. By 1918, he had produced several now famous works, including Anthem for Doomed Youth. Despite his increased opposition to the war, he described soldiers being sent to die as cattle, Owen rejoined his regiment in Scarborough, and later he returned to France. In October, he was awarded the Military Cross for bravery at Amiens. He was killed on November 4, 1918, while attempting to lead his men across the Sambre-Oise Canal at Ours, 1 week before the war ended. He was 25 years old. His mother received notice of his death on November 11, 1918, Armistice Day, the same day that World War I finally came to an end. Wilfred Owen only published 5 poems during his lifetime, but his harrowing descriptions of combat have since made him into one of the towering figures of World War I literature. His poetry often graphically illustrated the horrors of warfare, the physical landscapes that surrounded him, and the human body in relation to those landscapes. His verses stand in stark contrast to the patriotic poems of war written by earlier poets of Great Britain, such as Rupert Brooke. A gay man, Owen also often celebrated male beauty and camaraderie in his poems. The collected poems of Wilfred Owen, with an introduction by Sassoon, was published in December 1920. Owen has since become one of the most admired poets of World War I. A review of Owen's poems published just 2 years after his death read, "Others have shown the disenchantment of war, have unlegended the rose light and romance of it, but none with such compassion for the disenchanted, nor such sternly just and justly stern judgment on the idealizers." To a nation stunned by grief, a critic wrote, "Memorials were one sign of the shadow cast by the dead over England in the 20s. Owen was the medium through whom the missing spoke." Here is one of his most famous poems, "Anthem for Doomed Youth." What passing bills for those who die as cattle? Only the monstrous anger of the guns, only the stuttering rifle's rapid rattle can patter out their hasty orisons. No mockeries now for them, no prayers, nor bells, nor any voice of mourning save the choirs, the shrill, demented choirs of wailing shells and bugles calling for them from sad shires. What candles may be held to speed them all? Not in the hands of boys, but in their eyes shall shine the holy glimmers of goodbyes. The pallor of girls' brows shall be their pall, their flowers the tenderness of patient minds, and each slow dusk a drawing down of blinds. When he died, he took the rest of his words with him, the possibilities entrusted in his youth. He died, like all those young boys, too soon to give their words to the world. They gave their lives instead. This is Joanne Salisbury Troxell from the Poet's Corner. Sip the wine of life, smell the roses, and read a poem. Thanks for listening. Bye now.
You can listen to more of The Poet's Corner at kgvm.org.